Well, good Saturday evening, everybody. I know this is a Morning Brew Christian podcast show on iHeartRadio on a Saturday night. I wanted to make it special tonight, and I hope you enjoyed that song by Taryn Wells, God's Not Done With You Yet. Keep that in mind. He is not done with you at all. I am going to play right now, before I do that, though, on a Saturday night, because Billy Graham was always special in his timeless messages. In fact, when I was younger, just a little testimony. We used to hover around the TV and watch Billy Graham and listen to his timeless messages. Here in a minute, I'm going to tell you what this timeless message we're going to play here in just a second that's going to touch your heart as much as it's touched my heart. I want to remind you, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, you can always email me here at Faith Studio 1 in Fort Worth, Texas. Our email address is morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, friends, like us on our Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check the like button and subscribe on all of our channels, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Apple Podcasting. Give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasting. If you got an Android phone, Google Podcasts, search me up, follow us for free, okay? All right, we're praying for you. We love you. It's Saturday night, and I've got a great Billy Graham that you're really going to enjoy. This is one of his timeless messages back in 1981. In Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and it's called The Heart's Cure. Billy Graham, take it away.
I want to talk tonight on the cure for heart trouble. In Matthew 22, it says that Jesus quoted Moses' law to the effect that he should love the Lord our God with all our heart and all our soul and all our mind and all our strength. And and he put the heart first. Do you love Christ with all your mind, all your soul, all your strength, and all your heart? If you don't, you may miss the kingdom of heaven. You see, your heart is the center of your life. When you lose heart, everything else in life collapses. When Jesus began his earthly ministry, he announced that he'd come to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted. Your heart is the center of your life. When you lose heart, everything else collapses. When Jesus began his earthly ministry, he announced that he had come to preach the gospel to the poor and to heal the brokenhearted. How many people live out in the suburbs that have big, fine, and beautiful homes, but their hearts are broken? The suffering is not only in certain parts of the inner city of Philadelphia, but it's in some of the wealthier areas. And some of them may suffer even more because their hearts are broken. Perhaps their children have rebelled, or perhaps they're on the verge of a divorce, and their hearts are breaking. Jesus Christ came to heal the brokenhearted. But the Bible also teaches that the heart is the seat of decisive action. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. He said it in his heart, there is no God. In Proverbs 4:23, it says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. The very issues of your life come from your heart. Dostoevsky said a century ago, God and the devil are fighting, and the battlefield is the heart of man. And your heart tonight is a battlefield, and the devil and God are fighting for control of your heart. Who are you giving in to? Who are you surrendering to? The devil or to Christ? The heart is the seat of belief as well as the base of doubt. Christ said, for out of the heart proceed evil thoughts and murders and adulteries and fornications and thefts and false witnesses and blasphemies. All these things, Jesus said, come from the heart. You see, the heart is the center, is the seat of life. The Bible says your heart shall live forever in Psalm 22:26. Your body is going to die, but your soul, your spirit, that part of you that can be summed up with the word heart, is going to live forever. Here in Philadelphia earlier this month, there was a primetime TV show entitled Infinite Voyage. That's what each of you is on, whether you like it or not. You have been launched into immortality, whether you realize it or like it or not. When you see that launch of Columbia the other day, it went zooming into space. You have been launched. And you are a living soul the moment you're conceived. And there's nothing you can do about it. And the heart is considered the symbol of the entire person. The heart has come to stand for the center of the moral, spiritual, and intellectual life of a person. It is the seat of a person's conscience and life. The question I want to ask tonight is this: is your heart right? If you haven't had this experience that Dr. Koop talked about in receiving Christ into your heart, you're not ready for eternity. You're not ready for life either, in this life. The Bible teaches that our hearts are sinful. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperate to wicked. Who can know it? Last week, the Associated Press carried a terrible story of four teenage girls in Madison, Indiana, who seized a 12-year-old girl and took her to a quiet country road. They bludgeoned and sodomized her with a tire tool, sliced her legs with a knife, then doused her with gasoline and burned her alive. Man's heart is deceitful. and desperately wicked. Ann Landers' column a few weeks ago asked the people becoming more insensitive and more vicious and cruel and maybe crazier as time goes on. And that's happening. It seems that evil is getting worse. It seems that the devil is on a rampage throughout the world. And that rampage captures you. You may not realize it, but little by little and little by little, your heart is hardened toward the things of God. In Mark 7, Jesus says, from within, out of the heart of men, out of the heart, proceed evil thoughts. Do you have evil thoughts? And adulteries and fornications? It's not just the act. It's the thought. It's the lust. Murder. Have you ever hated anybody, been jealous of someone? Then you're guilty. Thefts, cheating in school, covetousness. You want what the other one has. You want things better in life than you're able to provide. And so you covet what the other man has. Deceit. How many of us deceive our children, our wives, our husbands, our parents, our neighbors, our friends? And evil eye and blasphemy and pride and foolishness, all of these things, he said, come out of the heart. The Bible also tells us that we're far from God. Jesus said in Matthew 15:8, this people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. I went to church. I went to a Presbyterian church. And we said we had it all. I was baptized. By the time I was 12, I'd been confirmed. But deep in my heart, there was a hunger, there was an emptiness. I knew that something I didn't have. My heart was not right with God. I'd really never repented of my sins and received Christ as my Lord and Savior, and I was not trusting him for the righteousness that I must have at the judgment, which he provides by his death on the cross and the shedding of his blood for my sins. Yes, we draw nigh unto God with our mouths. We talk about God. Outwardly, we're religious. But deep inside, God looks deep inside and sees that there's something lacking. There's that daily fellowship with Christ that's not there. The blood is not on the lintel of the doorpost as it was supposed to be in Egypt. And the oldest son died when the death angel came because the blood wasn't there. In Romans 1, it says, because when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Think of it, our imaginations. Think of what we imagine. What do you think about when you're alone? What do you think about when nobody's around? Where do your thoughts go? Does it go to the nearest girl? Or the television program you've just seen? Or are your thoughts on Christ? The Bible also tells us that we're far from God. Because when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. You see, sin darkens the understanding. You say, I don't understand it all. Of course you don't understand it all. When I came to Christ, I didn't understand it all. I've been a Christian for many years now, but there's still many things I don't understand. But the one thing I do understand is that I was a sinner and needed a Savior, and I came to the cross. And there I found what I was looking for. I found Christ. Sin not only darkens your understanding and makes it difficult for you to understand, but sin paralyzes the will. You want to come to Christ sometimes, but you can't. Your will is paralyzed by sin. It's like the frog. You can take a frog and put him in hot water and he'll jump out. Take him in cool water and gradually heat it, and he'll stay there and fry. He's being paralyzed gradually. And that's what sin does to us. It dulls our conscience. It defiles the heart. Take heed, brethren, Paul said, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Just unbelief will cause you to depart from the living God. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. Ephesians 4. Our hearts can be blinded by Satan. But this people hath a revolting and a rebellious heart, says Jeremiah 5. Psalm 101:5 says, him that hath a high look and a proud heart will I not allow. Ezekiel 14:4 says, thus saith the Lord, every man setteth up his idols in his heart. How many of us have idols in our heart? Our idol is not Christ. It's something else that takes the place of Christ in our hearts. You were made in the image of God, and you were made for fellowship with God. And without God, there's an emptiness. And how many people today are lonely? And you don't know why you're lonely. You're lonely because you're lonely for God. You were made for God. Jesus spoke of the hardness of the hearts of people. The same sun which melts the snow hardens the brick. Jesus Christ knocks at your heart's door, and you can soften your heart to him and receive him. Or you can harden your heart and reject him. You have that ability.
That's right, and you do have the ability as the timeless message of the heart's cure. Now, before we close out on a special Saturday night, and I thank you all for your feedback as we continue to play at least one or two Billy Grahams, America's Pastor. Now, I have a song that I want to play, and we want to search our hearts, because I just feel it here at Faith Studio One. My friend Carmen, you know, he went home to be with the Lord back in February. He had passed away. He always had great concerts. One of the nicest, I mean, I know a lot of these singers, but I'll tell you, one of the nicest guys you'd ever run into. And I've run into quite a bit. We're going to play this song. I want you to meditate. And after we play it, we're going to kind of go into a low mode. And then those of y'all that have not accepted Jesus Christ as personal Savior, right here, right now, now is the time. So Carmen, we're going to let you lead it off here with the melody of I Surrender All. Save your That's right. We do have that ability. And I hope you guys got a lot out of that. I've got a song I'm going to play before we get ready to close out on our special edition of the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on a Saturday night tonight. And this one is starring Mercy Me with Sam Wesley, I should say. Let's repeat that. On Our Way, featuring Sam Wesley, Mercy Me's new album.
Just like getting started, somehow we're still running like those kids back then. Scrape some knees and falling down, but somehow we keep getting back up. Long as there is wonder, gonna keep running, yeah, we'll keep running. In the snowman, it's electric. Can you see it? Can you feel it? This dream inside is still alive today. Yeah, we're on our way.
Great song there, guys. Mercy Me, We're On Our Way with Sam Wesley and Mercy Me. This is CA on the iHeartRadio Network. Hope you enjoyed the timeless messages from Billy Graham. I want y'all to be sure to stay tuned tomorrow for Sunday Morning Praise. We're going to have the Traveling Road Sunday Morning Praise a little bit differently because some of y'all are out on the road just vacationing, having a great time on Memorial Day. So this is going to be a little bit more lengthier. And it's going to be computer-generated music, so I hope you enjoy that. Be sure to tell your friends about us, Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. Check the like button for free. Tell your friends about us. Also, email us your prayer requests, questions, comments, suggestions up here at Faith Studio 1 at the iHeartRadio Studio. MorningsBrew@gmail.com. Again, MorningsBrew@gmail.com. Let's lead off in a quick prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, we just pray for a great Saturday. And everybody just enjoy themselves. Give them safe travel and mercies to and from, for we ask in your precious name. Amen. All right, guys, this is CA signing off on the iHeartRadio Network. Y'all have a blessed Saturday. Bye for now.